Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Your show host, Beau Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We're also in conjunction with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated, so that's always a fun thing to be connected with them. But with that said, we have a fantastic young man on the show today. He hails from the state of South Carolina. He ended his career in South Carolina, but he began his collegiate career at Colorado State, and that is none other than Colin Hill, the standout quarterback. Colin, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Hey, thanks for having me. Doing well.
Fair enough. Now, got to meet you down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and as you know, that's a fantastic opportunity for any young man in your position who wants to play at the next level, the National Football League. What was it like being able to just practice in front of scouts and then spend Wednesday basically the entire afternoon from 2 to 11 sitting down across the table and let these guys know who you are as a man?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I think it was a really good opportunity, especially just with COVID, and you never know what's going to happen with, at that point we didn't know what was going to happen with combine and all that. So I mean, it was a really good opportunity, like you said, to be able to showcase what you can do on the field, but also during that interview process too. I mean, they were long days, but I think they were really beneficial though. I really enjoyed my time there.
Yeah. Now I don't. I mean, scouts aren't there to be your friends. Some of them might be, kind. Some of them might be a little bit more rough on you. But I mean, before we went live, and I was just trying to take everything in. I mean, so from basically 2019 to 2020, I mean, you tear your ACL. Then you're transferring from Colorado State to South Carolina, and then we're under the COVID pandemic. How much maneuvering and just self-learning did it take to just persevere and get through this last season for you personally?
Yeah, I mean, it was a crazy year. Definitely went through a lot of changes and some adversity, like you said, but had the injury and then decided to move on from Colorado State, which, was a tough decision. I spent 4 years there and really, I loved it. I loved my time there and missed those guys. But, I had a great opportunity to go to South Carolina and, thought it was going to be just a super smooth transition. But I was probably there for a month and then COVID hit. And so, I know that was hard for everybody. It just was a super funky transition. But, I'm really grateful that, we were able to get back in June and go back to work and get some of the season in.
Did the scouts ask you or mention anything there that? Or was that never discussed out at the showcase?
Yeah, they brought that up. How do you compete and win over a team when you're in a quarterback battle during a pandemic? I mean, the guy I was competing against, great player, and he'd been at the school, so he had those relationships, and so it was really it was kind of interesting situation. I mean, you're not in the locker room every day, being able to be with your guys and getting to know people, so I really did have to be intentional about getting to know guys, whether it was, over text or, trying to meet somebody or whatever it was, it really made things, like I said, a lot different.
Colin, I mean this. I mean, I've been doing this show for probably 15 years and I've had thousands of guys come on the program. Well, obviously we're all in a new situation with COVID and everyone playing through a COVID season, but, I've never had a young man come on the program that had to go through what you went through. And I might have other guys throughout the season because, you know, we're coming off the COVID. But, again, I just admire the hell out of, you know, how you persevered and came out on top. And, like I said, down at the showcase and, you know, you appear back to, you know, 100%. And, again, and well, you know, the weight rooms, you know, you're going out there and you're skimpies and all. But when they see a 6'4", 228 quarterback get on that podium, man, I'm telling you, that's definitely a little check mark and a guy that we got to talk to and follow. And that's what you definitely brought to the table. You bring that NFL prototype side. How about this one? Let's go back when you're growing up. Usually this is the case. I don't know if it's for you, but were you always the quarterback? I mean, from the time you started playing the sport, were you the guy delivering the ball to everybody else?
I actually wasn't. So I didn't want to play quarterback. You know, when I was younger, I was like, I started playing. And so, you know, they asked what position you're going to play. So I want to play receiver. You know, I thought it was more fun to do that. And so I started playing receiver. And then at our, second practice, nobody could take a snap from under center. Like, we couldn't run any plays because we kept fumbling. And so they just came and grabbed me and said, hey, go try to get it. And so I got the snap from under center, and literally from then on, they was like, okay, you're our quarterback. And so that's just how it started. But, you know, I'm really glad it happened because, you know, I definitely am not athletic enough to play receiver, you know, in college. So I think it worked out well for everybody.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Colin here, the Colorado State, South Carolina QB here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft and finding out what this young man brings to the next level as we build towards this 2021 NFL draft. I ask everybody that comes on the program, what do you think scouts are going to love about you when they break down that tape, Colin? I mean, what are those home run hallmark abilities, traits of the QB position that they're going to fall in love with?
Well, I think, you know, first off, you talked about, you know, my size. I think I've got great size. That's to my advantage. I think when you turn on the film, you're going to see a guy that can make all the throws. You know, I'm comfortable, you know, throwing those deep outs, throwing the deep ball, and I have the ability to do all that. And I think the biggest thing for me that it is my decision making. You know, I was really know the offense well, whatever offense I'm in, and I'm able to check in and out of things, get us into good plays. And when it comes to progressing, you know, I think I make great decisions. So I think those are things that are definitely my strengths.
I definitely can put some heat on that football. Watching some of the highlights I've been able to pick up in the last couple of days, definitely like the way you can put the sizzle on the ball. I do this question just to benefit you as well. What goes unnoticed? I mean, scouts see you on tape, but, I mean, you know, weight room warrior, film junkie. I love how you talked about making an effort to reach out to your teammates at COVID because they didn't know who you were because you were the new guy on the team. Team captain, make community stuff. I mean, what do these teams need to know about you that they can't see on tape that can help you get on that 53-man roster?
I think it's going to be the type of teammate I am and the way that I work. You know, coming back from you know, an ACL is not easy. And so, you know, one of the things I did when I transferred was, you know, no one likes the guy that comes in and is new and is just a huge rah-rah guy, right? So, you know, I decided that, you know, I'm going to earn people's respect by the way I work. And so whatever it was, whether it was rehab or, you know, run or lift, I was going to attack it. You know, I was going to try to finish first in every rep. So you're going to, you know, a team's going to get a guy that, you know, I'm going to work my tail off. I mean, you don't really see that on the field. I mean, everybody's always going 100%, but, you know, off the field, I'm going to put in a lot of work. You know, I'm willing to put in that work, and I'm going to be a great teammate. You know, whether it's, you know, hopefully we don't run into this pandemic for too much longer, and it can be a little more normal, but, you know, whatever it takes, just getting to know guys and building relationships with them. So, you know, I can help out however I can.
I love it. How about this one? Now, when that play comes in or that play is sent through your helmet, favorite way to deliver a pass to the receiver, I guess. What's your favorite play to hear come through the headset and you get to execute it?
Man, that's a good question. I like, you know, I got to say a deep ball. You know, something that we'd been watching film on them and we knew, you know, maybe in a certain situation we were going to get like a quarters look, and we schemed it up with some kind of double post concept or something. But I want something that, you know, might be a play action and we're taking a shot. You know, I always liked, you know, it always was fun when you're getting called in a shot because you knew you're about to, you know, show everybody what you can do a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. And again, I haven't had a quarterback come on the show where it didn't like a deep ball. Usually it's something where you guys get to air it out and kind of put some, distance between you and going deep. Super Bowl this weekend, two iconic QBs right now in Brady and Mahomes. What do you love about each one of them and that you wish you could kind of adapt to your own game?
Man, it's a great matchup. You look at Mahomes and, he's probably not a great guy to study, and watch because he just does stuff that, you know, probably only him and Rodgers can do, right? I mean, he's just doing everything you're told not to do, like throwing across your body to the middle of the field. But, I mean, he's so talented. He's a guy that definitely has freaky arm talent and can extend plays with his legs. I mean, I think that's huge, and I think that's huge for their offense. And then you look at, Tom Brady. I mean, he's definitely my favorite quarterback, but, just with what he's been able to do and still do at his age. But I think, he's a great decision maker. Obviously he's a great leader. I think he's going to be able to keep him in the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. It's an exciting game. I mean, the NFL, a dream matchup. I mean, the iconic GOAT against the new guy that we all consider the GOAT to be, and Patrick Mahomes facing off Tom Brady. And once again, Colin Hill, the standout from Colorado State and South Carolina here on the C2P, finding out again what this young man brings. How about this off the field? I mean, what do you like doing when you're not worrying about X's and O's and working out and rehabbing and preparing for pro days and, the combine's not coming, but all those things, when you're not doing that, what do you love doing?
Yeah, I love, once it warms up a little bit, I love getting out to golf. There was a group of us at Colorado State who would be able to get out in the summer. So, I definitely wouldn't say I'm good, but I enjoy being out there for sure. I love golfing. I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years. So if we can, obviously during the season you're pretty busy. So in the off season, going out and, going to dinner, whatever it is, just hanging out with her. Nothing crazy. Just super relaxed guy.
Fair enough, man. Fantastic show, Colin, really. And I thought you brought a lot to the show, and you really gave us some very insightful information about who you are and what you bring. And I'm sure everyone in our audience loved it. Before we let you go, a few off questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those lighthearted questions?
I am.
All right. You know what? This just popped off the top of my head because you said you're with your girlfriend for 4 years. I don't know if you're going to be able to with COVID or whatnot, but Valentine's Day, are you guys going to be able to go out on a dinner date?
We are. I'm training in Nashville, so she's going to come in for the weekend and we're able to spend it together, so that'll be good.
Fair enough. That's excellent. I'm sure that'll help get your mind off the nuances of training every day. You've been with Mike Bobo. I know Mike Bobo's off to Auburn. But for all those Auburn Tigers, what is the one thing that they need to avoid to set him off? What's that one thing that just gets him into a rage that these guys should not do at practice?
Don't call him Bobo. For some reason, a lot of guys wouldn't add the coach. It wouldn't be Coach Bobo. It would just be, hey, Bobo. And, that'll definitely set him off. And you don't want to do that. At practice, that just makes it not fun for anybody. So, by all means, please avoid just calling him Bobo.
I love it. And then the final one, I'm sure draft weekend, you're going to be with family and friends celebrating the next journey of your football life. Who's the best cook, family, Colin, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Ooh, that's a good question. My mom, for sure. I don't know what my favorite would be. Anything, any home cooked meal by her, I'm good with. But it's for sure my mom.
Does your girlfriend, is she a good cook?
She is. Yeah, she is a good cook. She's definitely a close second right now. I'm sure she'll take over at some point.
Very, and that's why Colin is the quarterback. He's very diplomatic. He knows how to play those games. Colin, fabulous time, man. Again, we just wish you nothing but the best. Stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And again, we just want to wish you all the success moving forward, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate you guys having me.
Thank you. Once again, that is Colin Hill, the standout quarterback from, again, Colorado State and, excuse me, South Carolina. Kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, iTunes, radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests.
This has been a C2P exclusive.